And dyes, the biggest area selection of hole saws and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester continue to serve the local community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, or Berlin-Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Vigrid Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-BS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-BS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Kaufman Realty and Auctions invites you to explore this charming three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bathroom at 609 South Washington Street in Millersburg. Inside, you'll find a living room, kitchen, and dining area featuring a large bay window on the first floor. The back door extends from the dining room to a small, enclosed bedroom. Upstairs, there are three bedrooms, all fitted with new ceiling fans. Also on the second floor is a clean, full bathroom with a shower tub. Downstairs, there's an additional convenient half bathroom. Venture out back to discover a new porch installed in 2021. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kobe Scheller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Summer's here, and so is the hottest sale of the season at Keim Home Center in Charm. July 1st through July 6th, enjoy 12% off building materials, including our pool building and garage packages. Save big on Trex decking, AZEK PVC decking, and all exterior railings in stock. Keim will be closed on July 4th in celebration of Independence Day, but join us throughout the rest of the week for great deals on supplies you need for your home, building, and woodworking projects. Join us at the summer sale July 1st through 6th at Keim Home Center.
Inside the Dugout is being brought to you by Hobrin's Insurance of Millersburg.
Are you covered?
Hi, this is Larry Hobrin from Hobrin's Insurance Service in Millersburg and Sugar Creek. We don't believe in selling our customers the cheapest insurance coverage. We believe in selling you the right insurance coverage. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we won't sell you a minimum limits policy when you have a home or business to protect. We'll set you up a policy that offers you complete coverage for the long-term peace of mind. See our full list of services on our website at HobrinsInsurance.com or call us at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767 for a complete insurance coverage quote.
Also, Howland Hawks head baseball coach Chris Degas coming off the 5-inning victory, 8-0 over Titans baseball out of Toronto, Canada to start off pool play. And always good to start off with some runs early in the game, Chris, in any game, but especially first game of the tournament. Two runs in that first inning had to be huge to kind of get things started.
Yeah, allowed us to relax a little bit and put the pressure on them. And our pitching did a great job keeping them. We got into some tight positions, but they worked out of it and hats off to our starters and the guys that came in relief. They did a fantastic job.
Nice to have three guys, like you said, go in there and not have to use any one of them a whole lot there, but also all three doing the job.
Yeah, absolutely. In tournaments like this, if you can bring a guy back later in the tournament, that's an absolute bonus. All those guys will be available later.
Scored four runs in the first of three innings, and that the big blast by Colin Coblenz in the fourth, a three-run homer. We know that's something certainly he's capable of doing.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully he can get a couple more. He hit one foul that was pretty far and hit another one, took the guy right to the fence. So he's seeing it well right now.
Bottom line is, obviously, you want to get off to a good start in pool play. You did that in that first game. Now this afternoon, of course, you take on your second opponent here of the day here. And, of course, the same approach here in game two.
Yep. Want our pitchers to be efficient, throw a lot of strikes, keep that pitch count low, and we'll probably throw a couple different guys. But, same approach.
All right, Chris, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's the voice of the Highland Hawks head baseball coach, Chris Degas.
Inside the Dugout has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance of Millersburg.
Hi, this is Jesse with Holmes Pest Control. Mosquitoes are notorious for being an annoyance and interfering with outdoor recreation activities and gatherings. Firstly, eliminate any standing water in rain gutters, buckets, toys, and even bird baths. Eliminate the damp, humid areas of your yard, such as shrubs, grass, thick brush, and tree hollows. Remove any animal bowls, potted plants with excessive standing water, and inspect your downspouts. Give us a call today to set up your customized treatment plan that fits your specific needs. You can reach us at 330-674-9094. Holmes Pest Control will help you beat the mosquitoes.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low-slope roof? Look no further. NEB Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call NEB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call NEB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at nebsystems.com.
The July 4th Summer Savings event is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through July 12th, get selected savings on all popular appliance brands, including General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Inflation-busting prices throughout the store include an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator at just $499, or a GE top-load washer and matching dryer at just $549 each. Save on seasonal items, including Weber grills and window air conditioners. Qualified customers get 0% financing until July of 2025. During the 4th of July Savings event at Millersburg Electric, stay Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service. State Route 39, Millersburg.
Visit Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you will find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays they open at 7:30 a.m., with the Berlin location closing at 4 and the Walnut Creek location closing at 6. They are closed on Sundays. The Walnut Creek store invites you to visit the Mud Valley Cafe, located in the upper level of the store. Visit their website for weekly specials.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Thinking about adding a deck or a new door? MRV Siding Supply has 35 to 40 storm doors on display in their state-of-the-art showroom with sliding patio doors in a new trending colors. Choose from a selection of indoor patio doors, Aries patio doors, Aspect patio doors, and designer hinge patio doors. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg, along with Newark in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde, and we're celebrating our 90-year anniversary with the 90 Days of Deals kickoff events with special savings this week. We also have great deals for the 4th of July weekend, like 10-pound bag of fresh chicken leg quarters, $8.99, USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steak, $10.98 a pound, Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steak, $5.18 a pound, 16-ounce Hormel Black Label Bacon, $4.98, 15-ounce Ballpark All Beef Franks, $3.98, and 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce packages of blackberries for $1.98. That's Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 90th year anniversary.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Yeah, he's a nice kid. Highlight, of course, the victory earlier this morning as they got off on the right foot here in pool play as they won the game by the final score of 8-0 in five innings in the contest, scoring two runs, of course, in the first, and got the bases loaded. It was Caden Candle who got hit by a pitch to score a run, and then the sack fly to center for Hostetler would knock in two runs in the inning, both Keish Hirschberger along with Caden Copeland scoring in the first. Highland would score two more runs in the third inning, two runs on two hits in the inning, including a two RBI single by Luke Hirschberger. That would knock in Grady Monongold and also a Caden Candle as well in the inning. And Highland tacked on, of course, three more runs in the fourth, a three-run homer by Colin Copeland. Broke the game wide open. Highland had a 7-0 lead. They would tack on one more run in the fifth inning, getting a run. Logan Gooder would score after leading off with a walk, eventually an error in that inning as well will allow him to score. And the Hawks would get the 8-0 mercy victory. Eight runs on five hits, one error, seven left on base. And, of course, I mentioned Colin Clements, the three-run home run in the game. Grady Monongold, 1-for-2 with a run scored. He also drew a walk. I mentioned, of course, Luke Hirschberger going 1-for-2 with a two RBIs in the game as well. Offensively for the game, Keith Hirschberger 1-for-2 with a run scored. And also Caden Cobles finished up for him, going 1-for-4 but scored two runs in the game as well. For Titans baseball of Toronto, Canada, no runs on three hits, three errors, and eight left on base. Yeah, three guys to combine to get the win on the mound for Highland. Caden Candle with the first two innings allowed no runs, two hits, struck out three, walked three. And also Logan Yoder, two innings of relief, allowed no runs, no hits, struck out four, walked nobody, and hit a batter. And Keith Hirschberger threw one inning of relief. He allowed no runs, one hit, struck out, and walked nobody, and hit one batter. And Highland, again, able to go on to get that victory, 8-0 in game one of pool play. And it was Power Baseball got a win in their first game over Oakland Tigers also. So they're both 1-0, our Power Baseball out of Richmond and Highland also going into this pool play game for this afternoon. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for July is Porky's Peach Pizza.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at PomereneHospital.org.
Buckeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288. To register.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Looking for reliable compact or subcompact tractors? Hi, Conrad here from Sterling Farm Equipment, inviting you to come and check out the latest lines from Kubota and Lamprey. Priced to sell and ready for the job. Kubota has been the standard in compact and subcompact tractors for many years, and we have a great supply in stock. Our knowledgeable sales staff can get you into the perfect compact or subcompact tractor for your very needs with locations in Worcester, Sterling, and Millersburg. There's a Sterling Farm Equipment close to you. Hope to see you soon.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Playing this afternoon, of course, they'll take on Power Baseball, local team here out of Richmond. Of course, that's where we're at this afternoon over at Edison High School here in Richmond, Ohio. And, of course, a beautiful facility they have here with the turf field. And, of course, the great complex they have as well. Matt Cray alongside John Monagold for this broadcast here. And, obviously, the bottom line is wherever surface you're playing, you got to go out there and play good baseball. But it's nice when you have a good surface like this.
Yeah, it's a luxury. You get to play on fields that are this nice. I mean, we just talked about it quite a bit, you know. My times have changed. These yeah. fields are incredible.
No doubt about that. Of course, a great performance for Highland this morning to get off on the right foot. 8-0 win. Where you're playing this many pool games, 6 pool games like this, it's really important to get off on the right foot, and the Hawks were able to do that.
Yeah, you know, that's the first 2 days. You really want to set yourself up for the weekend and get your pitching set up and off to a good start. You know, 8-0, you couldn't ask for a better start to that.
3 guys on the mound combined for that 5-inning victory here. And again, that makes this game as well a very important game here this afternoon, taking on this Power baseball team.
Yeah, if you get, you know, if you can go into day two and you've got a 2-0 record and, you know, keep the runs to a minimum because they do go off a run differential as far as tiebreakers go. So that'd be a really good start.
And we saw that not just getting the win there, but also getting on the board early in the game. We saw that with a couple runs in the first inning. You're not always going to get that, but it's nice when you can get off to a good start. Hopefully, I'm sure, to get off to a good start here today as well.
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off. You know, if you go out and you put up a run or two runs in that first inning, and it kind of gets the momentum going in your favor. And, you know, the other team, they were just fighting an uphill battle the rest of the game, and they weren't able to put together anything offensively. We worked out of a couple jams, made some nice defensive plays, and that's the same thing that we've been doing all.
You mentioned the defense here, and that really helps out your pitcher. Again, you get into some jams, and pitcher's going to do that. But again, that's where a good defensive play here or there that can get you out of that can help that confidence with the pitcher going forward in the game.
Yeah, you know, if you're pitching and you don't have to worry about, hey, if they hit the ball, are they going to catch it, or are they going to make a play? You know, that gives you a little room to breathe, and you don't feel like you have to go out there and be perfect, and it takes a lot of pressure off of you.
All right, Highland against Power Baseball this afternoon out of Richmond. We'll take another break. Come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial in Worcester are happy to sponsor this broadcast. For years, Denco Marketing has manufactured quality garage door parts to customers throughout the United States. However, they have never lost sight of the importance of the local community. Tricor Industrial offers a wide selection of hardware products, including being an exclusive Wright Tool dealer. Aloha stainless steel fasteners, all kinds of metric and standard taps and dies, the biggest area selection of hole saws, and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester, continuing to serve the local community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pull that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Vicart Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Check out this condo at 5573 Northridge Drive in Millersburg. It looks like new, with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with mullet cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Summer's here, and so is the hottest sale of the season at Keim Home Center in Charm. July 1st through July 6th, enjoy 12% off building materials, including our pool building and garage packages. Save big on Trex decking, AZEK PVC decking, and all exterior railings in stock. Keim will be closed on July 4th in celebration of Independence Day, but join us throughout the rest of the week for great deals on supplies you need for your home, building, and woodworking projects. Join us at the summer sale July 1st through 6th at Keim Home Center.
Are you dealing with a wasp, bee, or hornet infestation on your property? Don't risk getting stung. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. Their experienced professionals will quickly and safely remove these aggressive insects from your property, protecting you, your family, and your pets. With their expert knowledge and the latest techniques, they'll locate the source of the problem and ensure your property is protected against future infestations. Don't let these pests control your life. Call Holmes Pest Control at 330-674-9094 now and get back to enjoying your property in peace.
Highland take on Power Baseball this afternoon, and starting for this Power Baseball team, to lead things off will be center fielder Cole Pittman. While batting second is the shortstop, that's Nolan Haught. Batting third is second baseman Hunter Rusnak, while in the cleanup spot for them will be catcher Bryce Rogers. Batting fifth is left fielder Kyle Long, while batting in the sixth slot, that'll be starting pitcher and J.D. Henderson. Batting seventh is third baseman Teddy Galipsis. And in the eighth slot is first baseman, that'll be Brady Haught. And batting ninth is right fielder Jackson McPain. Power Baseball record of 12-6 on the summer for them going into this contest today for Power Baseball. And on the other end for Highlands, the start for this afternoon, leading things off again will be shortstop Keith Hershberger. Batting second is third baseman Keaton Koblenz. Batting third is the center fielder Colin Koblenz. Well, in the cleanup spot will be starting pitcher Grady Monagle. Batting fifth is second baseman Keaton Candle. Batting sixth is catcher Logan Yoder. Batting seventh, that'll be first baseman Luke Hershberger. Well, in the eighth slot is right fielder Mike Miller. And batting ninth is left fielder Cade Beachy. Highland, a record of 13-1 on the summer, 1-0 in pool play, and they are coached by Chris Degas. We'll take another break, come back with more after this on WKLM.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low slope roof? Look no further. NEV Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call NEB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call NEB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at nebsystems.com.
The July 4th Summer Savings event is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through July 12th, get selected savings on all popular appliance brands, including General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Inflation-busting prices throughout the store include an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator at just $499, or a GE top-load washer and matching dryer at just $549 each. Save on seasonal items, including Weber grills and window air conditioners. Qualified customers get 0% financing until July of 2025. During the 4th of July Savings event at Millersburg Electric, State Route 83 South in Millersburg, or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Visit Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you will find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays they open at 7:30 a.m., with the Berlin location closing at 4 and the Walnut Creek location closing at 6. They are closed on Sundays. The Walnut Creek store invites you to visit the Mud Valley Cafe, located in the upper level of the store. Visit their website for weekly specials.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn-and-split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill shake and shingle. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde, and we're celebrating our 90-year anniversary with the 90 Days of Deals kickoff events with special savings this week. We also have great deals for the 4th of July weekend, like 6 to 12 count selected Lewis hamburger buns, $3.28, 73% lean fresh ground beef, $2.98 a pound, USDA inspected St. Louis style pork ribs, $2.68 a pound. We also have twin pack whole pork shoulder butts, $1.89 a pound, USDA choice boneless chuck roast, $4.98 a pound, whole seedless watermelon, for $3.98 and classic whipped cream for $2.98. That's Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 19th year anniversary.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Again, Highland getting baseball getting set to take on Power Baseball this afternoon in their second game of pool play. Each team enters at 1-0 in a pool play action for this game today for Power Baseball. Most of the guys, local guys, that go to Edison High School. They do have a couple other guys. One of their players, Hunter Rusnak, that goes to Indian Creek. Also, a couple players that go to Weir High School in Weirton, West Virginia. But again, a lot of guys locally here out of Edison High School where they're playing this game here for this afternoon for this contest. We kind of look ahead, of course, to tomorrow. Highland has two more pool games tomorrow. The first game being played here at Edison again as they'll take on Zanesville. Post 29, they just got a win over Oakland, the Tigers, before this game. So that game will be at 1 o'clock, air time of about 12:30 for that tomorrow. And also tomorrow night at 6 p.m. over at Bel Air High School, Highland will take on the Oakland Tigers. Air time for that game will be about 5:30. Then the final day of pool play will come up on Saturday as they'll be taking on, actually playing both games at Edison High School at 3:30. Highland takes on Milton Elite 19U, and then after that they'll play the Oakland Tigers again at 6 p.m. Again, both those games on Saturday at 3:30 and 6 will be at Edison. Of course, so all those games will be right here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Two divisions at the 19U level, the Blue Division and the Gold Division. Highland is in the Gold Division, and it includes Milton Elite, Cambridge Legion, also Titans Baseball, Power Baseball, and Zanesville Post 29. The top four teams in each division get to move on to elimination play on Sunday, so the Hawks hoping to be one of those top four teams in the Gold Division. Get a chance to be in bracket play on Sunday. I believe you would play up to three games on Sunday if you were to go on to win the tournament championships. We'll see how that plays out, but again, all those games will be on FM 95.3 as well as WKLMFM.com. Still a few minutes away from getting things started here over at Edison High School in Richmond. We'll take another break, come back with more right after this on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for July is Porky's Peach Pizza.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door. People you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hawkeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288 to register.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Looking for reliable compact or subcompact tractors? Hi, Conrad here from Sterling Farm Equipment, inviting you to come and check out the latest lines from Kubota and Lamprey. Price to sell and ready for the job. Kubota has been the standard in compact and subcompact tractors for many years, and we have a great supply in stock. Our knowledgeable sales staff can get you into the perfect compact or subcompact tractor for your very needs with locations in Worcester, Sterling, and Millersburg. There's a Sterling Farm Equipment close to you. Hope to see you soon.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Umpires have arrived. That means we're just a few minutes away from getting this game underway here this afternoon. I mentioned Highland, of course, fresh off of winning back-to-back state titles, their third state title in school history this past spring. Of course, going on to go 13-1 so far on the summer. And, of course, already won tournament championship after defeating Ridgewood on the road 10-1 to begin the summer. They won the Great Lakes World Series tournament, and they had a lot of those games being played at Mount Union University. Defeated Midwest Stars 10-0, a 9-1 win over Knights Nation Boots 16U, 8-0 win also over the Midwest Stars again, and able to go on to get an 8-5 victory over the Warehouse Warcats 16U team, and won 8-0 over Knights Nation Boots 16U to capture the Great Lakes World Series title. Then a win at Harrison Central. After that tournament, 15-0, then they got into the SummerSlam Showdown over at Louisville, and they won 6-2 over the Ohio Wildcats, won 9-1 over the G2 Iron Pigs in pool play, then lost in elimination play 14-2 to the Ohio Wildcats. The Wildcats would end up going on to capture the tournament championship in that very next game. And then after that tournament, Highland got a win over Ridgewood on their home field, 2-1. The victory at Garraway, 14-0, won 6-2 also in a win at home over Garraway as well before going into this Beast of the East tournament. And, of course, got the win earlier today, 8-0. Highland with the two games today, two games tomorrow, and then two more games on Saturday for the six games of pool play before elimination play comes up on Sunday, as I talked about. But also after this tournament, they'll have one more tournament for the summer. It'll be the Rock and Roll Wood Bat Tournament coming up on July 11th through the 14th. Those games also will be on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We'll take a break, come back more on the pregame show next. And the opening pitch coming up next, I should say, after this on WKLM. Just go with one.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Just about ready to get things underway from Edison High School. A few clouds in the sky, but otherwise it's kind of cleared up more this afternoon than we saw this morning. Kind of darker clouds this morning, but the rain held off. Right now it does look a little better this afternoon. We're starting to see a little more blue up in the skies in between the clouds here. So that's good news here. Of course, another turf field surface. So hopefully we'll be okay weather-wise here as we go on throughout the rest of the day and into this tournament as well. Matt Croy alongside John Monagold, Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Highland, the visitors on the scoreboard, the first game. They're the home team on the scoreboard for this afternoon's game. Visiting team Power Baseball will be at the plate. And Cole Pittman leads things off, followed by Nolan Hott, Hunter Rusnak, Bryce Rogers, Kyle Long, J.D. Henderson, Teddy Glipsis, Brady Hott, and then Jackson McBain rounds out the Power Baseball lineup again out of Richmond. And then for Highland defensively, Luke Hirschberger, the first baseman. At second is Keaton Cannell. At short, Keith Hirschberger. The third baseman, Caden Koblenz. And left is Cade Beachy. In center field, Colin Koblenz. In right field, that's Mike Miller. Catching is Logan Yoder. On the mound and pitching, and rocking and firing right now, it's going to be a fastball, going to be a bit low for a ball. And that is right-hander Ian Grady Monagle. 1-0 count. Cole Pittman again stands in. Bats from the right side, wearing number two. He's the starting center fielder. The line in the 1-0. That'd be a called strike on the outside corner. Two good pitches to start things off. Even that ball in the area, you want to have it there if you're going to miss. And it comes back with the strike on the outside corner.
Yep. First pitch, it must have been a little bit low. I'm not exactly sure. We'll see how the strike zone plays out.
Look good to me. That pitch could be a curveball down low. Hits the dirt to turf. Ball 2-2-1 count now to Cole Pittman.
And that's one thing you want to do. You want to make sure you get ahead in the count. Don't be afraid to pitch contact. Let your defense work.
Pittman stands in. Monagle rocks and fires now the pitch. So it'll be a fly ball toward shallow right field, going after the ball and looking underneath and making the grab is right fielder Mike Miller. And quickly, there's one away.
Exactly what we said. Pitch to contact. Let your defense work.
Defense getting the done right there. Here's Nolan Hott. Hott bats from the right side, wearing number 11, the starting shortstop. Power Baseball, white jerseys, white pants, black numerals. Highland, of course, the black jerseys, and they had the white numerals and red sleeves in white pants and black stripes. Monagold steers in. Here's the wind and the pitch. Curveball. That's going to be a nice one on the inside corner for a called strike.
And, you know, once we saw in the first game, once Caden Candle and, you know, Logan, once they were able to throw those curveballs for strikes, their hitters were really off balance.
Makes pitching a lot easier and locate those off-speed pitches in the curveball as Monaco, a long steer toward home. Now he's ready. Here's the wind of the 0-1. Another curveball going to be bent outside for a ball. 1-1 count now to Nolan Hott.
Looked like a pretty good pitch there, too, just off the outside corner.
Luke eating the pitches well early on here in this first inning. Grady Monagle. Here's the whining of the pitch. Fastball, that'll pound it right in there for a called strike. 1-2, the count now to Hott. One down, nobody aboard, no score, top of the first inning. Here's the whine and the 1-2 offering. So I'll be a high chopper down the third base side of bounces foul. And the count stays at 1-2. Again, Power Baseball that went over the Oakland Tigers this morning. Highland will play that team twice. And the Hawks with their win over the team in Toronto, Canada, Titans Baseball, the pitch. Curveball, Swanby popped up. First base side. Monagold underneath, he'll call everyone off, and he'll make the grab. And there's now two away. And it certainly looks like he's got that curveball working for him early on here. Another jam job on the inside corner of that pitch.
Yep, like we said, you know, especially in high school baseball, if you have a couple different pitches, it really keeps the hitters off balance. You know, we saw that in the state tournament. You know, Fort Recovery's pitcher, he's had, what, 20, 25 mile an hour difference on his fastball and off-speed pitch.
Right.
Our hitters off balance. Change speeds. Hit your spots. You'll do good.
Hunter Rusnak stands in the pitch. It'll be down low for a ball. Rusnak batting from the right side of the plate, wearing number 21 and the starting second baseman. Pittman and Haught, both out of Edison High School. Rusnak, he goes to Indian Creek.
They were at the state tournament last year.
Here's the 1-0. Fastball going to be just a bit inside for a ball. In a 2-0 count now to Rusnak. Two down, nobody aboard. Monagle now is ready. Here's the one and the 2-0 offering. It's going to be fouled straight back. And it goes to two balls and one strike now to Rusnak.
Defense is pretty much playing straight up. And Rusnak, he's right on that white line. He's right on the plate.
He'll collect himself now, step back in there. Yeah, getting real close to the plate is Rusnak as he'll stand in. Here's the one and the 2-1. It's going to be a bouncer toward short, cut off by the third baseman, and that's Koblenz throws the first in time for out number three.
1-2-3.
And no run score here at the top of the first. No score from Edison. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial in Worcester are happy to sponsor this broadcast. For years, Denco Marketing has manufactured quality garage door parts to customers throughout the United States. However, they have never lost sight of the importance of the local community. Tricor Industrial offers a wide selection of hardware products, including being an exclusive Wright Tool dealer. Along with stainless steel fasteners, all kinds of metric and standard taps and dies, the biggest area selection of hole saws, and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester, continuing to serve the local community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Bottom half of the first inning, no score from Edison. Again, game two of pool play for the Highland Hawks. As they take on this power baseball team for the Hawks, at the plate will be Keith Hirschberger. They'll lead things off, followed by Keaton Koblenz. Colin Koblenz, Grady Monagold, Keaton Candle, Logan Yoder, Luke Hirschberger, Mike Miller, and Cade Beachy rounds out the Highland lineup. For power baseball, at first base is Brady Haught. The second baseman, Hunter Rusnak. At short is Nolan Haught. At third, Teddy Glipsis. In left field, is Kyle Long. In center is Cole Pittman. The right fielder, Jackson McBain. Catching, Bryce Rogers. And on the mound in pitching is going to be the right-hander, J.D. Henderson. Keith Hirschberger to lead things off. Bats from the right side, wearing number 5, the shortstop, batting .333 on the summer, and has 6 runs batted in. Here's the wind and the pitch. It'll be a cold strike on the inside corner. Hirschberger, earlier this morning, went 1-for-2 with a run scored. Bottom of the first, no score. Matt Croy alongside John Monagle for the broadcast. Now the 0-1. So I'll be fouled straight back. It goes to an 0-2 count. Of course, the Hawks able to get 2 runs right off the bat in the first inning in that morning contest to see what the Hawks can do here in this first inning.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, like we said, get some momentum here early in the game. You know, you put 1-2-3 in the top of the first, get some more momentum, put some runs on the board.
Here's the pitch. It'll be just a bit high for a ball. Good hold by Hirschberger. Goes to 1-2. Henderson on the mound. Here's the whining of the pitch. That'll be high. Lays off it. Ball 2. Two balls, two strikes to Hershberger. And so many times Hawks are able to get that leadoff man aboard here, and always trying to put that pressure on the defense. Here's the pitch. Curveball going to be a called strike three on the inside corner, but that was a nice hook that time by Henderson on the inside part of the plate.
Yeah, that one started at Keith's hip and broke right over the inside corner. Keith wasn't happy about it, but with our view right behind the plate, it looked pretty good.
It did. So a strikeout looking, and there's now one down. Nobody aboard for the Hawks. No score. Here's Caden Koblenz at the plate. The line and the pitch. Going to be down low to inside for a ball. Koblenz bats from the right side, wearing number 23, the third baseman. He's batting .464 on the summer. Has four runs batted in. One for four. Two runs scored this morning. At the fastball goes sailing high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Henderson, here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner. And it's a 2-1 count on that strike call to Caden Koblenz.
Caden did a good job leading off all season, and he moved into the 2-hole.
Pitch swung on and down to the backstop. Yeah, good hitter, but also has a pop to that bat as well. So
yes, he does.
You can put him in, I guess, whatever spot you want.
Yep. I think we'll be seeing who can hit lead off and get on base for us this season.
No doubt. And you can think about, too, with Highland, not just the good hitting that they have, obviously. Here's the wind of the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball, strike three, and Henderson is showing he's got a pretty good hook. And on the first two batters, it's back-to-back Ks here to start off this inning.
Both got both guys on that curveball.
Yeah. Colin Koblenz now at the plate, bats from the left side, wearing number 27, the center fielder, batting .571 in the summer, a home run that he got in the game this morning. A three-run homer and eight RBIs, the pitch, outside for a ball, but not just the good hitting for the Hawks, but again, that team speed also. We saw that all spring along here, and a lot of guys, they have good speed when they do get on the bases.
Yeah, and speed, that, when you have good speed, it puts so much pressure on the defense.
Here's the pitch. So I'm going to be fouled back and out of play. Evens it up, one ball, one strike.
You know, it might be, you know, first time through the lineup here, first time seeing a pitcher. You might have to make some adjustments, but I would imagine, you know, we're going to start seeing him attack that fastball early in counts. Don't let him get to where he got two strikes and he can throw that curveball.
And the wind, the pitch by Henderson. It's going to be a bounce off the middle. It'll be ricochets towards second. Glove by Rusnak. Throws to first base. Going to be in time for the outs.
Yeah, glanced right off his glove and luckily went right to the second baseman. I think that ball was headed to center field.
I think so, too. Instead goes 1-2-3 for the Hawks. In the bottom of the first, through one, no score. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Kaufman Realty and Auctions invites you to explore this charming three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bathroom at 609 South Washington Street in Millersburg. Inside, you'll find a living room, kitchen, and dining area featuring a large bay window on the first floor. The back door extends from the dining room to a small, enclosed bedroom. Upstairs, there are three bedrooms, all fitted with new ceiling fans. Also on the second floor is a clean, full bathroom with a shower tub. Downstairs, there's an additional convenient half-bathroom. Venture out back to discover a new porch installed in 2021. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kobe Scheller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Top of the second, no score. Here's the wind, the pitch by Grady Monago. It'll be a fastball in there for a cold strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count to Bryce Rogers, the 4-5 and 6 batters for Power Baseball at the plate. Rogers is followed by Kyle Long and J.D. Henderson. All three guys out of Edison High School. The pitch. Curveball going to be just a bit low, but didn't miss by much on the inside part of the plate. Ball one. One ball, one strike to Rogers.
Pretty good pitch right there.
Certainly was. Monocle, the wide and the pitch. A fastball going to be a bit inside. Ball two. 2-1 count. Rogers batting for the right side, wearing number three. And the starting catcher. Monocle, the wide and the pitch. Columbia popped up. Third base side. Underneath looking for the ball. Koblenz will make the grab right on the line in front of the third base bag. And that'll be out number one. So Monagold has retired the first four batters he has faced in the game. One down, nobody aboard. Nothing to score. Kyle Long at the plate. Bats from the left side. Wearing number 12, he's the left fielder.
Looks like we're going to play straight up.
The wind and the pitch. Going to be a chopper down the first base side. It bounces foul. 0-1 count now to Kyle Long. 2-4, good command from Monagold. Also working those corners pretty well, along with the curveball. Monagold, the wind and the 0-1. Fastball going to be just a bit high for a ball. One ball, one strike now to Kyle Long.
Third base is playing back. First base is playing back.
The pitch. It's going to be a line shot to first, caught by the first baseman, Luke Hershberger, and it'll be out number two.
Right in his tracks. Yeah, so I was kind of wondering, you know, being left-handed, if he would at least square up and see how our defense reacted. But
right.
He put a good swing on it.
He did. But Hershberger right there to grab it, so now two away. J.D. Henderson is at the plate, batting from the right side, wearing number 19, and, of course, the starting pitcher. He's doing well so far, and he'll step in at the plate. Now time is called. Henderson will step back in there. Nothing to score, top of the second inning. Here's the wind of the pitch. Going to be a breaking pitch outside. Going to be ball one. Henderson lays off it. Sun peeking out a little bit more here this afternoon. Here's the one of the 1-0 offering. Going to be down low, hits the turf. That'll be ball two. Wake up the home plate umpire a little bit.
Yes,
and it's a 2-0 count.
Don't know if he said strike or ouch.
If I'm Grady, I'm just assuming it's a strike, right?
Yeah. pretty sure he said ouch. 2-0.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Here's the line of the pitch. So it'll be a bouncer toward short. Nice backhand and grab on the dive by Hershberger. Throws to first base. Going to be in time on the bounce for the out. Good scoop by Hershberger at first base. And what a play by Hershberger.
That was pretty nice. Going to the hole, slid, popped up, and threw a one-hopper right on the money.
Keith Hershberger to Luke Hershberger. There's now three outs. And 1-2-3 it goes for a second consecutive inning for Power Baseball. Through 1.5, we are scoreless. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Summer's here, and so is the hottest sale of the season at Kime Home Center in Charm. July 1st through July 6th, enjoy 12% off building materials, including our pool building and garage packages. Save big on Trex decking, AZEK PVC decking, and all exterior railings in stock. Kime will be closed on July 4th in celebration of Independence Day, but join us throughout the rest of the week for great deals on supplies you need for your home, building, and woodworking projects. Join us at the summer sale July 1st through 6th at Kime Home Center.
Hi, this is Jesse with Holmes Pest Control. Mosquitoes are notorious for being an annoyance and interfering with outdoor recreation activities and gatherings. Firstly, eliminate any standing water in rain gutters, buckets, toys, and even bird baths. Eliminate the damp, humid areas of your yard, such as shrubs, grass, thick brush, and tree hollows. Remove any animal bowls, potted plants with excessive standing water, and inspect your downspouts. Give us a call today to set up your customized treatment plan that fits your specific needs. You can reach us at 330-674-9094. Holmes Pest Control will help you beat the mosquitoes.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low-slope roof? Look no further. NEV Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call MVB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call MVB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mvbsystems.com.
Home half of the second, no score. At the plate for Highland, going to be the 4, 5, and 6 batters. Grady Monagold leads things off, followed by Keaton Cannell and then Logan Yoder. Grady Monagold batting 500 on the summer. In 13 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Going to be a fastball outside for a ball. Monagold this morning going 1-for-2 at the plate with a walk and also a run score.
Yeah, you know, now we got a little bit of a scouting report on the pitcher here. I'm sure they talked in the dugout.
Pitch will be a line shot towards second. Going to be in the center field, a base hit right past the outstretched glove of second baseman Hunter Rusnak. And you mentioned
being aggressive. Outfielder.
And gets over to second base. He'll slide in safely. Great heads up base running by Monagold. He'll slide in for the double. Did he bobble it out there?
Yep. Okay. Off of the glove, and the second baseman had a shot at it, but that ball was just smoked.
It was.
That's that new bat we bought him today. Paying off already.
See? There it is. Money well spent.
Yep. As much as some of these bats cost, they should hit the ball for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Monagold continues his hot hitting and again batting over 500 this summer. Here's Keaton Candle at the plate. Bats from the left side, wearing number 3, the starting second baseman. The pitch. Tuomi popped up. Could be trouble. Tour short and making the grab. The shortstop just behind the third base bag. Nolan Hott, a little tweener on that pop-up, but he'll make the grab for the first down.
Yep, you're just trying to do a job there and got in on his hands and he wasn't able to get enough on it to get it over the infield.
Logan Yoder stands in, batting from the right side, wearing number 16, the catcher, batting 333 on the summer. And 7 runs batted in. Yoder. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run score this morning. The pitch going to be down low. It's going to be ball 1, but you talked about maybe trying to be a little more aggressive early on in the count with Henderson with that curveball. We're kind of seeing that early in the second inning.
Yeah, you don't want to get behind. And then he can throw any pitch in any count. He's already shown he can throw that curve for a strike.
Here's the pitch. That's a fastball in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate. 1-1 count now to Logan Yoder. Monagold at second. There is one out. Of course, the first base runner of the game for either team, Grady Monagold.
See that one right there? I would like to see Logan go ahead and take a hack at that second pitch.
Right. Curveball, they're going to be drop in there for a strike. 1-2 the count to Yoder.
Because now you got back to that. Now you can come back with that curveball again.
Sure.
Or fastball, and you're not sure. You know, really attack that first good fastball you see. Let it rip.
Henderson from the stretch and the pitch. And that'll be hang up there that time a bit high. Ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Yoder.
Just barely got out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a couple of Highland hitters get hit in that game this morning. Now the pitch. Going to be down low. Ball 3. Full count now to Yoder.
Good at bat here by Logan.
He's down 1-2, and then he's battled back to make it a full count.
Now, here you go. You think you'd be in a fastball count, but he's shown he will throw that curveball, so I guess you sit to the fastball and look for that fastball, and you're going to have to react to the curveball. Keep those hands back. Try to take it to the right side. Pretty good hole.
Monagold leads off at second. Yoder at the plate. And the payoff. Going to be on the swing, going to be a bit high inside, ball 4, and Logan Yoder will take his base.
That was the curveball there, just hung up above the belt. Logan thought about it, you know, he's close to, you might have to swing to protect.
Right. Ends up paying off for him as he draws the walk, so runners at first and second. And the first walk thrown by Henderson in the game. Luke Hershberger stands in, bats from the left side, wearing number 25, and the first baseman. Here's the pitch. Down low, bounces to the backstop. That's a wild pitch to allow the runners to advance over to second and third. All of a sudden, the Hawks have something going on here with two runners in the scoring position. There's one out.
Luke had a couple really good at-bats the first game. He hit a line out to left field, and then he had a nice single up the middle here getting an RBI, and it looks like our defense is going to play back. I'm not sure, though. The second baseman kind of in between.
Right. Here's the pitch. Going to be a bit high for a ball. As you mentioned, he had that two RBI single in the third inning. Gave Highland a 4-0 lead at that time in that game earlier this morning. Batting 308 overall this summer is Hershberger with 9 runs batted in.
All of a sudden, he doesn't have that command of that curveball that he had earlier.
Yeah. And the pitch. Fastball sails high there, and here we go. It's now 3-0. Again, how many times have we seen this where you get a couple guys on base, and that can change the situation when you start putting that pressure on both the defense as well as the pitcher?
Absolutely. You know, he was rolling when he was in the windup, but we got that runner on. Now, out of the stretch, he hasn't been able to get on top of that curveball. His arm's been late. He's been leaving it up.
And the pitch. That's a fastball outside, ball 4, and back-to-back walks, bases are loaded.
You'll see that a lot with young pitchers. You know, they get guys on base, and they think they got to speed up their delivery to get to home plate. But when they do that, when you speed up your delivery, your arm's going to be late, and you're going to leave pitches up in the zone, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Yep, no doubt. And now time is called. We'll take a quick timeout. Back to you after this on WKOM.
The July 4th Summer Savings event is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through July 12th, get selected savings on all popular appliance brands, including General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Inflation-busting prices throughout the store include an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator at just $499, or a GE top-load washer and matching dryer at just $549 each. Save on seasonal items, including Weber grills and window air conditioners. Qualified customers get 0% financing until July of 2025. During the 4th of July Savings event at Millersburg Electric, State Route 83 South in Millersburg, or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Quick discussion at the mound, and of course Henderson will remain out there, but the Hawks an opportunity early on. Bases loaded, one out. Mike Miller is at the plate. That's from the left side, wearing number 13, the right fielder, batting 400 on the summer. 7 RBIs, the pitch. Fastball high for a ball. 1-0 count. Mike Miller in that first game this morning, 0-2, was hit by a pitch. Also had a fly out. A long fly to right field in that first game today. Hawks would take something like that right now. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Got the call there for a strike. It's a 1-1 count to Miller.
You know, with our view, maybe we ought to just be quiet because that was over the white line in the other batter's box.
But yeah, it sure looked that way, didn't it?
It had some good tail. Good pitch. Two-seam.
Here's the 1-1. Going to be a fastball in the inside corner there for a cold strike. Now 1-2 to Mike Miller.
You know, this is a situation here where you've got to put a ball in play.
Right.
You got the corners are in. They're going to try to cut that run down at home. Middle infield is playing back. Assume they're going to try to get the double play, but Mike's just going to put the ball in play right here.
Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Hits the turf, knocked down by catcher Bryce Rogers. 2-2 now. Hershberger, that's Luke Hershberger at first. Logan Yoders at second, and Grady Monongold at third.
And it's kind of interesting to see he stayed out of the stretch here. He didn't go to the windup.
Henderson, now the pitch. That'll be a curveball, I believe, that hung up there again for ball 3 in a 3-2 count. And you mentioned that Henderson had that success from the windup. But as you mentioned, staying in that stretch position right now, but a full count to Mike Miller.
He just hasn't been able to get out over his front foot with his curveball. He's been leaving it hang.
And the payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Big strikeout if you're power baseball. Highland gets their second out of the inning.
Yeah, that's a big out. Now you got all the pressure down here on Cade Beachy. Do a job with 2 outs.
Third strikeout thrown by Henderson. Cade Beachy stands in. Bats from the right side wearing number 6. And the left fielder batting 167 with an RBI so far this summer. Now the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. A cold strike. Now an 0-1 count. Beachy got on base twice, both on errors, and scored a run in that game earlier this morning. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Bottom half of the order. Highland trying to get some production here on the pitch. Swing and a miss to the curveball there. He found it for strike 2. 0-2 the count to Beachy.
Threw a good one there, and that was still up in the zone.
Right.
He wasn't able to bury that one down in the strike zone, but Now he's way ahead in the count. He can throw whatever pitch he wants right here. And we talked about this earlier. You know, you're 0-2. Why would you throw a strike here?
Right.
You should not be throwing a strike.
Time is called. A pitcher and catcher going to have a discussion.
Didn't you say Gavin Williams learned that last night during the Guardians game?
Even in the pro level. Yeah, Gavin Williams had multiple hits he gave up that ended up scoring runs on 0-2 pitches. So, yeah, that's just where you kind of set yourself up for, you know, where you could have gotten an out maybe. And
this should be a count where you're throwing a setup pitch. You know, throw a high fastball or throw that curveball in the dirt.
See if they'll chase something.
Yep. See if they'll get themselves out. But Cade's got to do a job and put the ball in play.
Here's the pitch. Want to be a bouncer down the first base side. The scribbler goes foul, and he'll keep it at 0-2. Tried to go inside on him and got a piece.
You know, that's one thing. You got a leadoff. Had a leadoff double there or a leadoff single in there. You need to take advantage of it. Got to get a run here.
Henderson, here's the pitch. Swung on it and a foul tipped into the middle of the catcher. Rogers, he'll hold on to it for strike three on the curveball by Henderson.
Couple good back-to-back curveballs. Whatever the coach went out and told him must have worked.
Must have. So that's back-to-back K's. His fourth K of the ballgame. Highland squanders the bases loaded situation. Gets no runs here in the second. And through two, no score. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Visit Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you will find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays they open at 7:30 a.m., with the Berlin location closing at 4 and the Walnut Creek location closing at 6. They are closed on Sundays. The Walnut Creek store invites you to visit the Mud Valley Cafe, located in the upper level of the store. Visit their website for weekly specials.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Top of the third, a scoreless contest between Highland and Power Baseball. And at the plate for this Power Baseball team, the 7-8-9 batters, Teddy Glipsis, followed by Brady Hott, and then Jackson McBain for Power Baseball. No runs, no hits, nobody left so far for the contest. And Monagold doing the job on the mound for this Hawks ball club. A scoreless contest in the third. Monagold rocks and fires down the pitch. Swamby pop up towards shallow center field, going over and making the running catch as center fielder Colin Koblenz, making it look easy for out number one.
You know, that's what we talk about, you know, before the game. You know, you want to make sure you got some movement on your pitches, and, you know, Grady's going a lot to the two-seam today, and seeming to get in the weak contact, and you can see the pitcher for Power Baseball. He's kind of doing the same thing, you know.
Right.
That ball moves. It makes it a lot harder to hit.
Just his 24th pitch thrown. Grady Monagold, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch on the breaking pitch. Strike one. 0-1 count to Grady Hott batting from the right side, wearing number 25 in the first baseman. Monagold stares in. Here's the wind of the 0-1. Going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 count now to Brady Hott. New score. We're in the third inning. Monagold down the pitch. Want to be a grounder towards short. Scooped up by Hirschberger. Fires the first base in time, and that's the second out of the inning. So, again, the defense making the plays here in this contest for the Hawks.
Yep. Good curve ball. Started it at his hip. Broke right down the middle. Got a nice ground ball to the shortstop. Keith keeps making the plays.
Yep. You'll take those grounders if you're a pitcher, for sure. Jackson McBain at the plate. That's from the left side, wearing number 14, and he is the right fielder.
The wind, the pitch. Swung on, be fouled back and out of play. 0-1 count to McBain. I just saw the highlights the other day, and I was recalled the Tigers pitcher against the Indians that almost threw the perfect game there several years back. They got it taken away from him by the...
Yeah, they call it first base.
But only threw two strikeouts in that game. But, yep. You know, he threw strikes and kept guys off balance. Pitch will be lined towards center field, going to be a base hit. First hit of the ball game for Power Baseball be Jackson McBain.
Yep, put a good swing on it and line drive right to center field.
One on, two out. Now to the top of the order, Cole Pittman stands in, who flew out the right fielder in the first inning. So run on with two down. Second time through the order as McBain leads off at first base. Monagold from the stretch to pitch. Fastball sails high for a ball.
Not a very big lead there at first base. Staying pretty close.
And the pitch. Going to be a cold strike on the inside corner. And a 1-1 count now to Cole Pittman. He had some good run on that as it broke into the inside part of the plate. 1-1 count to Pittman.
A little better lead at first base.
And the pitch. So he popped up with a curveball. First base side foul territory is going to be off the top of the dugout. It goes to one ball and two strikes to Pittman.
You know, this field here at Edison, they got that netting up there. Man, does that make a huge difference when you don't have to look through a chain link fence?
Oh, yeah, we'll take the netting all day for sure.
And they got it going way down the right field line.
Yeah.
Just a nice setting.
They really did it right. With this entire complex, here's Monagold the pitch. Going to be a slider outside for a ball. 2-2 count now to Cole Pittman.
Yeah, that was a pretty good take there. That was
too
close to take for me.
Two strikes on you, no doubt.
But give the hitter credit.
Yep.
Gets another pitch.
Monagold now with the pitch. Fastball inside. He'll jump out of the way of it for ball three. And now a full count to Pittman.
The runner will be able to move here on the pitch.
Hawks trying to get this final out of the inning. Full count to Pittman. And McBain gets the lead at first base. Here's the payoff pitch. Runner going, swung on to a high chopper towards second. He'll be gloved. Throw to first base. Going to be in time for the out and the throw by Keaton Candle.
Yeah, he did a good job there. He was going to come in and charge that ball and get it off the hop. But then once he saw it was going to take another bounce, came right up to his chest.
And Hershberger quickly got back to first, so he's at the right spot to make that grab. And that does it for the inning. No score for Power Baseball. No runs here in the top of the third through 2.5, a scoreless contest. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM. Sierra Pacific Products are MRV Setting Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows and 8 wood species. With 50 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRV Setting Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough or on the web at mrvsetting.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde, and we're celebrating our 90-year anniversary with the 90 Days of Deals kickoff events with special savings this week. We also have great deals for the 4th of July weekend, like 10-pound bag of fresh chicken leg quarters, $8.99, USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steak, $10.98 a pound, Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steak, $5.18 a pound, 16-ounce Hormel Black Label Bacon, $4.98, 15-ounce Ballpark All Beef Franks, $3.98, and 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce packages of blackberries for $1.98. That's Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg celebrating our 90th year anniversary.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Home half of the third, no score. First pitch, a foul ball off the handle of Keith Hershberger as we're back to the top of the order for the Hawks in this third. Here's the 0-1. Fastball goes a bit high for a ball. 1-1 count to Hershberger, followed by Keaton Koblenz and Colin Koblenz, the 1-2-3 batters. Hershberger struck out looking on a nasty curve in that first inning in his first at bat. Here's the 1-1. Curveball down low, going to be ball 2, 2-1 count. Highland, no runs, one hit. He left three runners on base. Henderson struck out 4. He's walked 2. 36 pitches thrown through 2 innings. And the Hawks, of course, had bases loaded that last inning, but did not score. Here's the pitch. Going to be in there for a strike in the curve. 2-2 count, Keith Hershberger.
Yep. That's, you know, even though he was down in the count, he went right back to that curveball.
Yes, he did. The line of the pitch. Want to be a grounder towards second base. Love by Rusnak. Throws to first base. That'll be there in time. And there's one away.
Went right back to it. Got a ground ball to the second baseman.
Stick with what works. And now one up, one down for the Hawks. Scoreless contest in the home half of the third inning. Keaton Koblenz at the plate, who struck out swinging in the first. Hawks got that leadoff hit by Monaco the last inning, but got to get those hits when the guys are on base. Here's the wind, the pitch. Going to be a high fly ball. Deep left field, going back as Long. Near the fence, it's going to be caught by Long at the warning track.
Yeah, he gave it a ride. Just got under it a little bit. Good job by the left fielder there. He ran all the way back and caught it right as he hit the warning track.
He did. Nice swing by Koblenz, but a long out. And two outs, nobody aboard.
It was too high.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was too high.
Too high. Colin Koblenz at the plate. Of course, had the home run this morning, did Colin. He didn't try to match him. Just short of doing that. Here's the pitch. He's going to be a line to right field. That's a rocket. Base hit, and he'll round first base. He'll be right there. So Colin Koblenz with two outs will get the single to get things going in the third inning.
You know, if Jake was here, he would have gave us the dimensions of the field. We failed to do that. It's 320 down that left field line. He hit it about, I'd say, probably 310, 315.
Yep. Yeah, he did.
But now we got some speed on the bases. I know there's two outs here, but go ahead and be aggressive.
Second hit of the ballgame, Grady Monagold at the plate, and that leadoff double that last inning. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It's going to be a fly ball toward left field. It's going to be a base hit. Around second base. Going for third is Koblenz. Through the third base. Going to be not in time as he was going all the way. That through the third base allowed Monagold to advance over to second base as well. So Monagold heads up base running, and now runners at second and third all of a sudden with two outs.
Yep, got himself a fastball and was able to get enough of it to get it over to shortstop's head. But that, you know, right there, most high school kids are not going first to third. That ball wasn't really hit that deep.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Colin and his speed, I know he just went down to the uncommitted showcase and he ran under 7 seconds. I mean, that's flying.
Yes, it is.
Now we need Caden Candle come through here with a two-out hit, a little two-out rally.
Back-to-back hits now, second and third, two outs. Candle popped out the third in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Going to be down low for a ball. Candle been looking to get that bat going here this summer. This will be a good spot to do it.
You know, pass ball here, and it looked calling to be really aggressive.
Henderson now the pitch. It's going to be a line toward left field. It's going to be a base hit. Finds the gap. Bounces to the fence. Scoring is Koblenz and Grady Monagold to second for the two-out, two-RBI double. Hitting Candle, he gave that one for a line in the left center field gap. The double, and Highland takes a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, off the bat, you knew he hit it hard, but it kept tailing towards the left fielder there. You were a little afraid that it was going to tail right back to him, but he hit it so far, left fielder never had a chance to catch up to it. Caden needed that hit. He's been struggling a little bit.
He certainly did. Yeah, that ball continued to carry his second hit this summer.
Maybe that one will get him going.
Logan Yoder walked in his first at-bat, but the Hawks have taken the lead 2-0. Two runs have scored in this third inning. And the pitch. So I mean a grounder towards second. Charged after by Rusnak. Gloves it, throws the first base there in time for the third down. for the Hawks after the 2-RBI double by Keaton Candle will take a 2-0 lead through three. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for July is Porky's Peach Pizza.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerene. Hospital.org.
Top of the fourth, it is a 2-0 Highland lead now. That pitch going to be a strike as it breaks out off the plate on the slider by Monagold, and Hott checked the swing, but he say the base umpire said he did go in an 0-1 count to Nolan Hott. That's why it doesn't hurt to check with that base umpire, I guess.
No, it does not.
Here's the 0-1. Curveball down low, going to be ball one. 2, 3, and 4 batters for Power Baseball at the plate. Hott followed by Hunter Rusnak, Bryce Rogers. Nolan Hott popped out to pitcher Grady Monagold in his first at bat. 2-0 Hawks, top of the fourth inning. Mack Roy alongside John Monagold for the broadcast. The pitch. Check swing again. That pitch going to be down low and going to be ball two. 2-1 the count. Power Baseball, no runs. One hit. They've left one runner on base. Monagold. 38 pitches thrown for the so far of the contest. Here's the pitch. It'd be down low again and just barely missed for ball three. 3-1 the count.
Yeah, those pitches are pretty close that he missed on.
Here's the wind of the pitch. So it'll be a fly ball. Left field going after the ball and over the head of left fielder Cade Beachy over to first base, and now second is Nolan Hott, and he'll be there with the leadoff double in the fourth inning. The ball just continued to carry it out there in left field.
Yep, put a good swing on it. Cade kind of ran over, didn't get a good angle on the ball, didn't get a real good read. It, like you said, though, that ball's carrying out to left today. We've seen a couple of them carry out that direction.
Hunter Rusnak at the plate. Rounded out the third in his first at bat. So, second hit of the ball game for Power Baseball, their second base runner as well.
See if we can get our defense to get to work here.
Here's the pitch. Fastball drops in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Rusnak.
Let's see if they go inside with that two-seamer. He really stands on top of the plate. Of course, you want to be careful here. You don't hit him with something that runs in.
Here's the pitch. Curveball going to be a called strike on the inside corner. Up to an 0-2 count to Rusnak.
Now we're in that situation here. You don't want to throw anything to hit.
Got that advantage if you're the pitcher.
See if you can get him out, or he can get himself out.
Hott leads off at second. And the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss.
Shows what I know.
Sometimes when it's really good like that, it's okay.
Yep. Good pitch.
Off-speed curve had him way out in front. This first strikeout thrown by Grady Monagold. It's a big out, too. Bryce Rogers popped out the third in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. Fastball going to be, did he call strike?
He did.
Okay. On the outside corner, 0-1 count to Rogers.
It was that great phantom phantom frame job by Logan.
Here's the pitch.
Down low, nice stop by the catcher, Logan Yoder. One ball, one strike to Bryce Rogers. This game, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Heyman back at WKLM Sports Central. The pitch. Down low, going to be ball two. 2-1 the count. You know, we say that, and not just framing it, but you know, just how a catcher catches the ball can make a difference also as far as how balls are, can be called too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, where you catch it in your glove and, you know, how you frame it, a little sleight of hand. That's why they practice that. You can steal a couple of game, that's huge.
The pitch. Twombly popped up. Jam job down the first base side, foul territory, but plenty of room, I do believe. And yes, making the grab, first baseman Luke Hershberger, and that'll be the second out.
Now you're one pitch away from getting out of this inning without that double hurting you.
No doubt. Back-to-back outs after the leadoff double. Kyle Long's at the plate. He lined out first baseman Luke Hershberger in the second.
No, it doesn't. Well, I guess we can see the trees out there in left field moving pretty good. We got this nice air-conditioned booth.
Yes, we do. We're not complaining about that for sure.
No.
Fastball outside for a ball. 1-0 count.
Now, this is where you can afford to kind of nibble those corners a little bit. You got first base open here. Two outs.
The pitch. Twombly fouled back and out of play. 1-1 count down along.
Of course, you also don't want to put that tie in your run on first base, so still want to be aggressive, but don't give him anything too good.
Two down, runner at second base, 2-0 Hawks were in the fourth inning. And the pitch. Herbal Swamby popped up toward shallow center field. Underneath, Koblenz will make the grab, and that's out number three.
Good job. Way to work out of that jam.
No run score for Power Baseball. Top of the fourth through 3.5, a 2-0 Highland advantage. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Buckeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288. To register.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Looking for reliable compact or subcompact tractors? Hi, Conrad here from Sterling Farm Equipment, inviting you to come and check out the latest lines from Kubota and Lamprey. Price to sell and ready for the job. Kubota has been the standard in compact and subcompact tractors for many years, and we have a great supply in stock. Our knowledgeable sales staff can get you into the perfect compact or subcompact tractor for your very needs with locations in Worcester, Sterling, and Millersburg. There's a Sterling Farm Equipment close to you. Hope to see you soon.
Yep. Now the bottom half of the fourth inning, 2-0 lead now for the Hawks. At the plate for Highland will be the 7, 8, and 9 batters. Luke Hershberger, Mike Miller, and then Cade Beachy. And for the Hawks, of course, had that big inning the last inning, 2 runs on 3 hits. And they've left 4 runners on base for the contest, 4 hits in all for the game. J.D. Henderson, he struck out 4. He's walked 2 on 47 pitches. But again, we've been talking about got to get that key hit with guys on base. And Highland was able to get that multiple times that last inning.
Yeah, we were finally able to get it done. You know, Colin, 2 out right field, you know, he rocketed that. Was it a single?
Yes.
Rocketed that single, and then, you know, he went first to third, and we moved up, took advantage of their mistake. Then Caden Campbell, he put a charge into it.
3 straight hits with Koblenz, Montegold, then Candle. And Luke Hershberger will lead things off in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Fastball the inside corner. That's going to be a called strike. And it is an 0-1 count. Jackson McBain, actually the new pitcher on the mound for Power Baseball. The pitch inside for a ball. It's a 1-1 count.
You know, that's another thing. You're playing that cat and mouse game with the pitch count and saving guys for later in the tournament. you know, talking to the Highland coaches, they were saying, you know, you could pretty much go 500 and make bracket play.
Rander toward short, scooped up, thrown to first base, going to be in time for the out. Nice play by Hott. Could have took a little in between Hott, and he grabbed it, made the throw to first for the out. Yes, if you feel like you can do that, you can be a little more experimental, I guess, in that situation. But like we talked about with Highland, you feel like one pitcher comes out, you feel good about the next guy. Maybe not all teams feel the same way about that.
That is absolutely true.
Here's Mike Miller at the plate, the pitch. Swing and a miss on that fastball there, 0-1 count. Mike Miller, who struck out swinging in his first at bat.
Yeah, that was a long swing. Let's see if he can shorten up here.
And the pitch. Fastball rides high for a ball. 1-1 count, Mike Miller. 2-0 Hawks, bottom of the fourth inning. All game, seven innings. Of course, the two-hour time limit as well for these contests. Got to keep them moving to get all these games in. The pitch. Fastball outside for a ball. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, I think we started this one right at 1 or maybe a couple minutes after.
Right.
So we got till 2 o'clock, and both pitchers have been pretty efficient throwing strikes. Games will move quick when that happens. You get good defense, good pitching.
And the pitch. Columbia popped up. Third base side foul territory, going to be out of play. And evens the count up. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Mike Miller. McCoy alongside John Monagold, Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central with coverage all weekend long for the Beast of the East tournament. The 19U level. McBain now with the pitch. Goes high that time. Lost it on that curveball attempt. 3-2 count to Mike Miller.
Yep, hung that one. Didn't break at all.
And here's the payoff. That's high from the fastball, ball four. So Miller will take his base. The third walk through, actually the third walk through total by Power Baseball pitchers. The first throw on the walk on a pitch by Jackson McBain. So Miller's at first, one out. Cade Beachy at the plate. Struck out swinging in his first at bat. And the pitch. Trips bunt. He'll bunt it down the first base side. Nice bunt. Charges afterward first. Then the first base going to be not in time. A bunt single. Cade Beachy. You couldn't have laid that down better.
Right down the first baseline. About as good as it could get.
And all of a sudden, after the ground out to start the inning, he got a walk, a bunt single, and now the top of the order coming to the plate, and the Hawks have a chance to do some damage here.
Looks like we got a pinch hitter, maybe. Is that Isaiah Wagler?
So Wagler will get his first at-bat here of the day. McBain down the pitch. That's way high for a ball. And a 1-0 count to Isaiah Wagler. Pitch hitting here in this top of the order spot. Wagner 0 for 2 at the plate here for the high school team here on the summer. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a bit high for a ball. It's now a 2-0 count. We're in the fourth inning. The Hawks already a 2-0 lead, but they'd like to get some more. Here's the pitch. Way high for a ball, and all of a sudden it is a 3-0 count to Wagler. And a couple of Koblenz guys jump into the bit to come to the plate after that.
Especially with runners on base.
Mm-hmm.
I'd assume he's got a take sign here.
That's way high and ball four, so that will indeed walk him on four pitches. Wagler. And now bases are loaded. So two walks in the inning, a bunt single. And bases are juiced. Nobody, one out, I should say. And now Keaton Koblenz at the plate, 0 for 2. But of course, that last at bat, he gave it a ride all the way to the left field fence.
Yeah, now we're in a situation here where one swing could open us up.
That pitch going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 count.
You know, that's one thing this tournament does. It'll really test your pitching depth. You know, they took him out. I'm assuming they took their starter out, trying to save him for later and later in the week.
The pitch. It's going to be a fly ball toward fairly deep left field, going back as long. Near the fence, it's going to be off the warning track, bounces over the fence, a ground rule double. That's actually kind of a bad break for the Hawks.
Yes, it is. That would have cleared the bases. You know, he took one step in, and that was all it took.
But a nice hit, and that ball just continued to carry as well. I thought he might have jammed them at first, but it just carried out the left and gets the two RBI double, as that'll knock in Mike Miller and Cade Beachy as well. So Highland will take a 4-0 advantage. Now runners at second and third.
You know, that is one thing I just noticed about this field. They don't have that yellow piping going across the top of the fence, so it's kind of hard to tell a little bit if that ball bounced or if it cleared the fence.
Right. No doubt. Colin Cobos now stands in. That's going to be down low. Bounces to the backstop, but there's not much room between home plate and the backstop here. So staying at third was Wagler. It's now only 1-0 count to Colin Cobos. 4-0 Hawks on the 2-RBI ground rule double for Keaton Cobos, knocking in Mike Miller and Cade Beachy. And the pitch. Brown popped up, third base side, and it'll be out of play on the foul ball, 1-1 count. Now to Colin Cobos, 1-for-2 again with the run scored. Keaton Cobos at second, Isaiah Wagler's at third base. McBain, now with the pitch. Going to be fouled back again. Big swing by Colin Cobos. 1-2 the count.
Yeah, he doesn't get cheated very often.
No.
He's going to let it fly, which is what you want your three hitter to do. But now, let's see if he can get a line drive, base hit, or he could just hit one over. That would be nice, too.
She'd probably take that. Here's the pitch. Want to be popped up high in the air. First base side. And it'll be a ground rule, infield fly rule, I should say, into effect. And the out for Cobos, so there's now 2 outs in the inning.
Yep, just got underneath that one there. Now we're in a situation where we need another 2-out hit.
Brady Monagold might be a good guy to do that. He's 2-for-2 in this game, a double and also a single. He scored a run. Second and third, 2 down. Highland has scored twice so far in this fourth, looking to see if they can get that 2-out hit. Like once again, the pitch. Going to be a bit off the mark inside, says the umpire for ball one, 1-0 count. 4-0 Hawks were in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Like to be able to get these 2 runs here.
Here's the pitch. That'll be a cold strike on the inside corner. 1-1 count now to Monagold.
Outfield is shifted around a little bit to the right side. Big gap in left center.
McBain, now the pitch. Going to be inside. Ball two, trying to stay to the inside of the plate on Monagold, and now a 2-1 count. Hawks offense has heated up these last 2 innings. 2 runs in the third and 2 runs here in the fourth. Now the pitch. Probably a grounder towards second base. Going to be in the center field, a base hit for Monagold. Wagler scores. Cobos comes in. He will score as well. There's the hit. 2 RBI single with 2 down. Grady Monagold, his 3rd hit of the game. And the Hawks have taken a 6-0 lead.
Yep. Hit it hard on the ground and it went right through the hole.
That's where you feel a little bit better. Or you want to always want to get those guys on scoring position across home plate. Not that you won't take some more in the setting for the Hawks, but you wanted to get those guys home, and thanks to Monagold, they're able to do that.
Yeah, and especially with 2 outs, those will break the back of the defense.
The pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, a cold strike to Keaton Candle, who got himself a big hit in his last at bat, a 2-RBI double in the third. Here's the 0-1. It's going to be a high fly ball, deep right center field. That's going to be a base hit as well. That'll bounce to the fence. Around second base, Monagold is taking for third. He's being waved home. Monagold comes toward home. He's going to score easily. And no throw to third base. That'll be a 2-out RBI triple. Keaton Candle, I think we've broken that seal for Candle now. He's got that bat going just like he was during the spring. Back-to-back hits, both for extra bases. Highland now a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, he's got a few more at-bats this weekend under his belt. He had a couple this week, and that swing looked really good right there. You know, that's two great at-bats in a row by Candle.
Hawks, a big inning here in the fourth, up 7-0. Here's Logan Yoder, the pitch. Fastball sails high for a ball. 9th batter to come to play in this inning for the Hawks. Yoder has walked one time. He's rounded out the second base one time. Runner at third. And the pitch. Fastball high for a ball and LA 2-0 count. Five runs in this fourth inning. I think just wasn't too long ago we were talking about a scoreless contest through the first couple of innings, and the Hawks offense really has exploded.
Yep, able to put some good swings. You know, they got the starter out of the game. And
pitch one and missed for strike one, 2-1 the count.
Yeah, this pitcher doesn't have the curveball control that the first one did, and the Hawks are making him pay.
And the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball toward left field, going to be caught by the left fielder and Kyle Long for the third out. But Highland comes through with five runs in the fourth. They lead it now 7-0 through four. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial in Worcester are happy to sponsor this broadcast. For years, Denco Marketing has manufactured quality garage door parts to customers throughout the United States. However, they have never lost sight of the importance of the local community. Tricor Industrial offers a wide selection of hardware products, including being an exclusive Wright Tool dealer. Along with stainless steel fasteners, all kinds of metric and standard taps and dies, the biggest area selection of hole saws, and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester, continuing to serve the local community.
All Hawks right now a 7-0 lead after the 5 spot in the bottom of the 4th. They only enter the top of the 5th inning. 7-0 Hawks for Power Baseball. They'll be facing a new pitcher, and it'll be Isaiah Wagler, who took over for Randy Monagold, who did a great job with the mound through 4 scoreless innings of work. Isaiah Wagler, now the right-hander, will take over as the pitcher for the Hawks. Here's the Y in the pitch. Fastball down low for a ball. And for the Hawks, for Power Baseball, rather, at the plate, J.D. Henderson lead things off, followed by Teddy Glipsis, and then Brady Hoff, the 6-7 and 8 batters. Wagner, the Y in the 1-0. Going to be down low, ball 2. 2-0 count, Henderson. As Wagner stares in, here's the Y in the pitch. That'll be on the outside corner for a strike. And now a 2-1 count to Henderson, who ran it out to short in his first at bat. Now the line, the pitch, swing on. It'll be a bouncer toward short. Backhanded throw toward first base by Hirschberger. Hits the turf. Wide of the bag. Tough play there on the ball. Grounder deep in the hole. And it'll be an infield single on that swing for J.D. Henderson.
That's got to be like the third or fourth, maybe even fifth one of those we've seen today.
Yeah.
Just hitting that hole and not able to make a play.
Koblenz now back at shortstop with Monagold playing at third after that switch defensively. But infield single, as I mentioned, tough play on the deep in the hole. We've seen a few of those. Teddy Glipsis at the plate throughout the center in this first at bat. That pitch could be a fastball high for a ball. Power Baseball, just their third hit of the ballgame. Monagold, of course, struck out one, walked nobody. Two hits allowed and 50 pitches, the pitch. Going to be a bit inside for a ball. Now a 2-0 count. Runner first, nobody out. 7-0 Hawks were in the top of the 5th. And the pitch. Fastball just a bit high for a ball. Makes it a 3-0 count to Glipsis.
Yeah, you don't want to give him any breathing room here. Don't let him back in. You know, we can hold him here and score one run. That would be the ball game.
Lipsis out of Weir High School. The pitch. Outside ball four. Walks him on four pitches. So there's the walk. First walk issued for Highland in the game. As pitching wise, now runners at first and second. Nobody out. The Hawks trying to get that key out here in the bottom half of the order. At the plate for Power Baseball. At the plate going to be Brady Hott, who rounded out the short in his first at bat.
Again, we got the corners playing in a little bit. We're at double play depth.
Here's the pitch. Inside on the curveball, ball one. 1-0 count to Hott.
Wagler's having a hard time finding the strike zone right now.
Tries to collect himself. Runners get their leads first and second. Wagler, couple looks down the pitch. That fastball catches the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike to Hott.
Yep, there we go. Good fastball on the outside. See if he can get in a little bit of a rhythm here.
First and second, nobody out. And the pitch. Going to be a called strike at the knees. Got the call there. It goes to one and two.
Looks like he took a little bit off of that fastball to make sure he got it in the zone.
Wagler shakes off the sign. Finds what he wants. And the pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. He knew what he wanted there, and he got it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say as a hitter there. Those three fastballs were about as good as you would want.
Never pulled the string. And there's now one down on the strikeout looking. Much needed for the Hawks. Here's Jackson McBain, who singled in his first at bat in the third. Couple looks at second base. Now the pitch. Going to be just a bit outside, ball one. One out at first base is Glipsis. Over at second is Henderson.
Still double play depth here.
The pitch. Kwame popped up. Third base side. Foul territory. It's going to be just out of reach to the hard-charging Brady Monagold at third. He slams into that fence in foul territory. Good effort, but it'll be a foul ball strike.
Couldn't quite get there. Fence got in the way.
The fence kind of comes in a little bit into foul territory.
Okay, now, Matt, what's he doing putting the sunglasses on top of his hat?
That's right.
If you wear them,
you
they
put
might
those
work.
On. Here's the 1-1. Fastball outside for a ball. 2-1 count.
You know, this morning was really cloudy, but right now, yeah. I don't think it would hurt to have the sunglasses actually on your face doing their job.
It has cleared up more, no doubt. Here's the 2-1. Swami fouled back and out of play. Evens it up. Two balls, two strikes to McBain. The strikeout to Hott, and now McBain at the plate, and then it's the top of the order.
Yeah, you want to make sure we get an out here. Roll it over to the top. Like I said, you don't want to give him any life here. You're up 7-0. Go right at him. Seems like Wagler's found the strike zone here a little bit.
The pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Went upstairs. He chased after it.
Yep. Couldn't ask for much more there. You got two guys on. You come out and get two strikeouts. Now you're one batter away.
Back-to-back K's down to the top of the order. Cole Pittman at the plate. He's 0-2 with the fly out to right field and also ground out the second. Two runners aboard, two down. The pitch. Swing and miss the pitch in the turf for strike one. Runner going through to second base. Takes a bounce. He'll be grabbed by second baseman Keenan Candle, who got over there. I don't think he was expecting that throw. But runners at second and third with two outs.
Yeah, you don't usually see him throwing at the second runner on the bases there. But I tell you what, he saw something with Wagler's delivery. He took off before that pitch was delivered.
Yeah. That pitch down low hits the backstop. It ricochets right back to Logan Yoder. Ball one. One ball, one strike. So after the double steal, runners at second and third, two down. Hawks trying to get this third out. And the pitch. Want to be a pop-up. Shallow left field. Foul territory. Is there room? Yes, there is. A catch by Keaton Koblenz makes the grab for the third out.
Yep, did a good job. That's his ball. You know, it's a tough play for the third baseman running back like that, and Caden was able to run it down.
So Power Baseball threatens but does not score in the top of the fifth. Through 4.5, Highland a 7-0 lead. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pull that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Vigrid Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Highland has a 7-0 lead. The Hawks, if they can get a run in this inning, that would be it for the game due to the mercy rules where it's an 8-run lead after 5. So the Hawks, if they can get this run, they can have their second straight 5-inning victory if they can get that here in this bottom of the fifth inning. At the plate for the Hawks will be the bottom half of the lineup. It'll be Luke Hershberger followed by Mike Miller and Keane Beachy. And they'll be taking on Jackson McBain, who will remain on the mound into the fifth as well. And Highland in all, they have 7 runs all scored the last 2 innings, and they have 8 hits, 7 of those 8 hits the last 2 innings, and they've gotten left 5 runners on base. And Henderson, of course, J.D. Henderson on the mound to start the game with 3 innings, allowed 2 runs, both earned, 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 2 on 47 pitches, and then McBain threw 30 pitches, giving up 5 runs in that last inning. Here's the pitch, Wambi, a line toward short, and right at the shortstop, a leaping grab caught by Nolan Hunt for route number 1 on the nice swing by Luke Hershberger. So bag luck right that time. He was playing just close enough to the second base bag. He was able to be in position to make that catch.
Ball pretty much hit him in the chest.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a line toward the left center. That'll be a base hit. Listen, over his head on the swing that time by Mike Miller. He'll round first base, and he'll get the one-out single to left center. Mike Miller reaching base for a second time. Of course, walked and scored the last inning. And now the single. Cade Beachy at the plate, had a really nice bunt single in his last at bat and scored in that fourth. Runner at first, one out. 7-0 Highland, bottom of the fifth inning. McBain the pitch. Shows bunt up again, up in the air this time, takes a bounce.
Nobody covering first base.
And he'll be there easily. So maybe not textbook, but once it bounced, you knew it was going to be trouble in between home plate and the mound. As you mentioned, never recovering in first, and it'll be a bunt single again for Cade Beachy.
Yeah, miscommunication. I don't know if they surprised them with the bunt right there or what exactly happened. First baseman charged, second baseman didn't go cover.
Down to the top of the order. Here's the pitch. Be down low for a ball. Isaiah Wagler at the plate. Wagler, he walked and eventually scored in the fourth. So after the line out, the short, back-to-back singles in a 1-0 count, the pitch. Swamby fouled straight back on the swing by Wagler, goes to 1-1. McRae alongside John Monagle for the broadcast. And Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. We're on FM 95.3 as well as WKLMFM.com. Of course, 2 games tomorrow at 1 o'clock as well as at 6 p.m. tomorrow for Highland. Here's the 1-1. Down low, that'll be ball 2. 2-1 the count. Runners get their leads.
Good size hole on the left side.
The pitch. Swung on and missed. Went inside on him. He maybe got a piece of it, but held on to by the catcher, Bryce Rogers. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Wagler. McBain, now the pitch. That's outside. Ball three, full count. Wagner drew the walk, his last at bat. Now a full count here in the fifth. And the payoff. It'll be a grounder up the middle towards short. It'll be gloved by Hoth, the second for the force. Over the first base, going to be not in time. Ready, third coming in is scoring, though, on that play. It's going to be Mike Miller, and the Hawks will take the 8-0 lead. And I believe that should be it. So the ground out, but the run scores. Mike Miller heads up base running, and the Hawks will get the 8-0 victory. Again, a second straight to win today, and both of them the five-inning variety, John. Just what you want to do if you're the Hawks.
Yep, absolutely. You know, pitching's going to be at a premium, and, you know, the shorter these games are, the better. And now you set yourself up. You're sitting pretty good for tomorrow and Saturday.
So Hawks win it 8-0 by Mercy in five. We'll take a break. Come back to you after this on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Check out this condo at 5573 Northridge Drive in Millersburg. It looks like new, with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with mullet cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Summer's here, and so is the hottest sale of the season at Keim Home Center in Charm. July 1st through July 6th, enjoy 12% off building materials, including our pool building and garage packages. Save big on Trex decking, AZEK PVC decking, and all exterior railings in stock. Keim will be closed on July 4th in celebration of Independence Day, but join us throughout the rest of the week for great deals on supplies you need for your home, building, and woodworking projects. Join us at the summer sale July 1st through 6th at Keim Home Center.
Are you dealing with a wasp, bee, or hornet infestation on your property? Don't risk getting stung. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. Their experienced professionals will quickly and safely remove these aggressive insects from your property, protecting you, your family, and your pets. With their expert knowledge and the latest techniques, they'll locate the source of the problem and ensure your property is protected against future infestations. Don't let these pests control your life. Call Holmes Pest Control at 330-674-9094 now and get back to enjoying your property in peace.
Highland wins at 8-0 and by Mercy in five innings as they go to 2-0 on day one in pool play action. This time they defeat Power Baseball out of the Richmond, and nobody scored in the first two innings. Highland would change that with two runs in the bottom half of the third. Coming through after there was two outs to begin the inning was a single by Colin Koblenz, and also a single by Grady Monigold. Then it was a two RBI double by Keaton Candle. And they put Highland on the board up 2-0. They attack on five more big runs in the fourth on four hits in that inning. After one out, there was a walk to Mike Miller, a bunt single for Kay Beachy, a walk to Isaiah Wagler as well in the inning, and then a two RBI double by Keaton Koblenz, two RBI single by Grady Monigold, the RBI triple by Keaton Candle, and Highland would take a 7-0 lead after five runs were scored for them in the fourth. The attack on one more run in the fifth inning as well, after a grounder by Isaiah Wagler would knock in Mike Miller, and the Hawks win it by Mercy in five, 8-0 over Power Baseball. Highland had 8 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and 6 left on base. For Highland offensively, Keaton Koblenz 1-for-3 with a double, 2 RBIs. He would score a run. Also, Colin Koblenz 1-for-3 at the plate with a run scored. Brady Monigold going 3-for-3 at the plate, had a double, two RBIs. He would also score two runs. Keaton Candle had a big day as the plate as well. He went two for three with a double and also a triple. Three RBIs in this game as well for the Highland Hawks. Mike Miller went one for two with a walk and two runs scored. And Kibishi had two bunt singles. He also would score a run. For Power Baseball, they had no runs on three hits, two errors, and four left on base. On the mound, getting the win, Grady Monagold. An outstanding performance for the Hawks. He went four innings, allowed no runs, two hits, struck out one. He walked nobody. While Isaiah Wagner threw one inning of relief, he allowed no runs, one hit, struck out two, and he walked one. And on the other end, with the loss for Power Baseball, J.D. Henderson went three innings. He allowed two runs, both earned, four hits, struck out four. He walked two. Jackson McBain threw an inning and two-thirds of relief. He allowed six runs, five earned, and also six hits allowed. He walked nobody. Actually walked two in and struck out no one in that relief appearance. Highland gets the win. They went eight. Alongside John Monagle, the Hawks again, after kind of a slow start offensively, they really got it going offensively in the third and fourth innings.
Yeah, they had base runners in the first couple innings, weren't able to get that hit, and then we had some big two-out RBIs, and hey, coming through clutch.
And again, the pitching doing the job of the mound with Grady Monagold, four shutout innings, throwing just the 50 pitches. Isaiah Wagner threw one inning in the fifth. So you feel like the pitchers not only pitch well today, but also put themselves in the position that they can come back with them at some point in this tournament.
Yeah, we haven't really had anybody that's thrown a ton of pitches today. So, you know, it'd be nice to have those guys available here in the next couple days. And, you know, putting two zeros on the board, that helps you out. You get those tiebreakers and seeding, and hey, couldn't ask for a better start to the tournament.
Can't ask for much better. So Highland again, 2-0 in tool play after day one. And tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, they'll be back here at Edison High School. They'll take on Zanesville Post 29. So your time for that game will be at 12:30. And then tomorrow night, they'll have a game over at Bel Air High School as they'll take on the Oakland Tigers in that game. That'll be, again, a 6 p.m. contest. Your time will be about 5:30 for that contest. So that'll pretty much wrap things up for us here for the afternoon. Again, special thanks to John Monagold, I'm Matt Croy, and also to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. Again, the final score today from Edison High School, Highland goes to 2-0 in pool play at the Beast of the East tournament as they win it 8-0 in five innings as they defeat Power Baseball. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.